Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to Quiet Reflections. We are on our episode number 3 and I'm so glad that you are back and tuning in with me on 15 minutes of Quiet Reflections discussing agendas that are very personal to personal growth yet has a universal side to it. Today I'll be discussing with you, talking about with you something that also has pretty much carved my path, my journey towards success, or what I've achieved so far in my life. Yes, a lot of you have guessed it right, and obviously we have been focusing quite a lot on personal growth. So personal growth is definitely not possible unless there is acceptance for one's own self. You guessed it right, the power of self-acceptance and embracing our own authenticity. Really important in current times where we live, what we do and how we do. If we haven't embraced our own authenticity, it's definitely very hard for a person to achieve in life anything unless the person has really accepted their own selves, their own beautiful selves, their own authenticity. Let's be honest, we're all navigating in a world that's constantly telling us we are not enough. We are always falling short back something and trying to figure out what that thing is. Where are we lacking? What is not working out? There's so much that goes around us, from people we love to people we don't, people who know us and people who don't know us. They always have some kind of feedback. It's a harsh feedback, it's a good feedback. But today I want to flip that narrative and we're going to talk about the power of embracing who we are unapologetically, fearlessly, and wildly accepting our own authenticity. There is this big myth of first impression, and then often we hear first impression is the last impression. Yes, I do agree that the first impression often leaves something that we remember for a very, very long time. But let's look at it this way. You met a person and you didn't like that person. No reason. You just didn't vibe, didn't work out well, and you don't want to see that person. Fast forward 2 years, 3 years, 10 years. That person now is your best friend, your business partner, or even your soulmate. It's funny how life sometimes works. And I think that's exactly in the current times we're doing to ourselves. We are working on our first impression. We're so focused on our first impression that we forget to leave room for ourselves, because we forget we are growing, we're changing. Every day is a new day. Every day we learn something. We're growing older and becoming a better version of us every passing day. You see, we do this to ourselves too much. We make judgments about our own selves. We make judgments of who we are based on fleeting moments. Supposedly, you have this big wedding and in the pictures you expect it to look a certain way and you did not. There's this job interview that you walk into and you know you've got all the skills, but something in the interview just didn't work out for you. It's just weird that, you know, the job interviews and some events in life stay with us in such a harsh manner that we start to believe ourselves. We put ourselves in that frame where we think, you know, this is me, this is how I am, and this is something about me that fluctuates or cannot be fixed. We forget that we are changing, we are growing, and first time doesn't mean that we will never have another chance to fix it. Life is not all about the first time. Impressions are not made in a moment. They do leave something, but the frame where it fits in reminds us that there's always a second and a third time, and there's always room for growth. We keep changing. We are becoming a better version of ourselves. Doesn't mean that we looked a certain way 5 years ago, we will look the same now. We change. So our first impressions can change. How many times have you seen people that will tell you, oh my God, are you the same person I met you there? Oh my God, look at you. You look so different. So your impression changes as and when you grow. And with growth, the beauty of growth is accepting the fact that you are growing and change is your constant. Now, I want to share something very personal with you. I have always been an overweight person and I have always been a very opinionated person. Being in the world of marketing and media in UAE for more than 10 years, I felt I was always on display and I felt that I was always judged for how I looked, how I managed, how I organized my work. And I think most of the attention was taken away from me because of how my body looked like. And that's where I think that just sometimes hits you so hard that you keep it with you. And that was my overall takeaway of who I was and the potential I had of becoming. I'd always look at myself in a certain way. Obviously, I wasn't able to accept that about me. And that definitely changed a lot in my life, how I made friends, how I would move around the places. And I think the funniest part is where people can really reach out to you is when a very close friend back in the days told me that I was very lucky to be married to a very good looking guy, which I am. Thank you very much. And that narrative was drawn down to me because I was 110 kilos and I was married to a man with green eyes and curly hair, and is a complete definition of what hot actually means. And then I was just by chance, accidentally lucky to be married to him. So my faithfulness to him, my love to him, my relationship to him meant nothing, but the person would reach out to me and said I was lucky to be married to such a hot looking man. Now, you know, when you hear a lot of things like this, especially when it's coming from people around you that loved you or is eventually your circle, that really hits you. And that's where the pause begins. That's where you stop seeing your skills. That's where you stop seeing who you can become and what is your potential. But self-acceptance isn't just about weight. And that was one of my breaking points. Self-acceptance is not something that pushes me to fit into a narrow box of what other people think of me or how they perceive me. Because only I and myself knows what my talents are. 10 years surviving the industry of media and marketing in UAE, trust me, is no joke. If you've been in the industry for more than 10 years, trust me, you are the master of it. And I, unapologetically, without any shame, was now ready to accept that about me. My biggest flex is my talent of being able to achieve whatever and however I want and if I put my heart and mind to it. So my growth began when I break down other people's acceptance to me. I needed to accept who I am in order for me to grow and change and become who I can be. I wanted to accept myself so I can spread my wings and fly and take my flight in the direction that I want to do it. So often people perspectives and their judgment really stops. It becomes the biggest hurdle possible in order for us to grow. And I think that's where self-acceptance really helps. That's where we get to realize that this is me. And if you accept me, good. And if you don't, well, good luck with that, because I know what I'm capable of. Like in my previous episode where we discussed that beauty standards are not as bad, and I would still stick to that. I wouldn't bash it, because sometimes you are not aligned with that. But having a healthy body was important for me, for my own healthy goals. I felt like I wasn't enough back in the days, but eventually I realized that my body was only a part of the story, but not the hero of the story. And I am my story, and I own my story, and I am the one who needs to lead my story. And that moment on, I started embracing myself, and I really love that. And that's the moment where my future was defined for me, and I was able to take a step further into being of what I can be. Now, some of the great ways that I wanted to share with you on how you can truly embrace yourself, because I know that in the growing pressure, especially for women nowadays, because we go through a lot. You have a dieting process, and then you get married, and then you have a dieting process, and you're working out, and then you become a mom, and then the pregnancy takes a lot on you. Then there is work and house and friends and health and beauty. There's so much that takes away our peace from us and drives us frenzy and sometimes leaves us limp with defeat. I want you to not defeat yourself and not feel that you have been defeated. So I want you to know that self-acceptance is also not one-size-fits-all journeys. Each one of us has a personal journey, has something ongoing, but there are a few things that has helped me on my way. And I'm glad that a lot of people were involved, from my therapist to people that loved me and that supported me and helped me learn quick five things that really fix it for me. And I'm happy that today I'm able to share that with you. And I'm hoping that this will really help you too. I think the first and most important thing is to own your story. Your story. You know, look at it this way. Now, you're at a signal where you see a lot of people passing by, a million of people out there, and not a single one looks like another one. Not a single person is dressed as another one. Everyone is an identity, and everyone woke up to fight their own battles and to achieve something that they believe that they needed to achieve. Your story is for you to master, is for you to direct, script, and plan. Your story does not define other people and is not aligned to other people, and not everybody might even understand that. So you need to own your story. Your life is a story, and every part of it matters. Good, bad, ugly, whatever that may be, is for you to accept, is for you to embrace, is for you to manage. I think my second biggest take on this would be, stop comparing your journey. I cannot emphasize enough on the fact that you need to stop comparing yourself, your journey, your story, and your experiences to everyone. You have a friend who's looking to get a job, and you are equally on the same field, and you're trying to get the job, but she gets it and you have more experience. Now, because she got it and you did not, doesn't mean that you are less of a human or your skills are any less of someone else. It's just a matter that probably they wanted something that she had, and she learned from her experience that, or maybe you know more, that they do not want somebody to be of that caliber. So don't judge yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. But remember, you cannot compare your story and your life and your experiences and your journey with someone else in order for you to master it and find your way out. Other people's opinions, experiences can be a take, can be a learning curve, but it's definitely not your story, definitely not your path, not your journey. So please, I just cannot focus or emphasize enough on the fact that we need to stop comparing. If you want to live peacefully, if you want to really accept yourself, if you're really focused on growth, you need to stop comparing yourself, your journey, anything and everything that is in your life with anybody else. I think my third biggest takeaway on self-acceptance would be redefining what makes you enough. So often we let the society dictate and make us valuable, you know, a high-paying job, a certain society that we live into, certain kind of friends that we have, the kind of food that we have, or we look a certain type, certain jewelry that we have. And then that's where the markup comes in of your status and who you are. And that's what makes you enough. You need to look inside you and understand what makes you enough. Where do you stand and where do you draw the line that I am enough because I have A, B, C, whatever works for you, whatever works for your journey. You need to identify that, and you and only you have the right to redefine your enough and what makes you enough. I think in order to get a lot of that done, you need to surround yourself with people who see you, which is my fourth biggest point, that you need to surround yourself with the right people. You need to surround yourself with the people who have less of a toxicity, less of trauma that they themselves are dealing with. Because a lot many of time when you're sitting with people that do lack emotional intelligence or empathy for others, they tend to bring themselves and people with them down. So look into the people that really matter. You don't need to be surrounded by so many people. You need to be surrounded by the right people, even if it's one person, or even if for that matter is you for your own self. You need to be surrounded by the real people that can see through you, that can help you identify your potential. Because I remember back in 2015, when I was here and with the degree in journalism, I wanted to achieve so much. And then with some of my friends, a lot of it was just coming in, oh no, the market is so saturated, you might not find a job, you might not be able to make it big in UAE. You know, you look for a small job to get yourself started. And then I had this one person that I think that I will always call my person, who said to me, in order to achieve something big, you need to know how to dream big. You need to acknowledge what are your skills, what you can do, what you are good at. You need to focus and tell yourself, because only you know what you're good at. Only you know the skills that you have, how you can contribute to your own self in order for you to grow better. If you think that you can settle for less, you can build less, and that is your enough, and that's where you want to be, I'm not going to stop you. But if you see yourself somewhere bigger, better, stronger, smarter, then sky is your limit. Go and take your flight. And I cannot thank that person enough in my life who did that to me. And I think that he's the only reason why today I'm sitting here with you and sharing my journey. And also I have the courage to share my journey, because in the current times of how the online world is, it's just pretty crazy, because I think everybody's entitled to say literally anything. And sometimes people are not just even listening to what you're talking about, but they're really focused into, you know, if you've got fillers done, if you've got Botox done, if your hair looks a certain way, if you're wearing a nice dress or you know, it's, I mean, I just find it that people feel entitled to just say anything and everything to just about anybody, irrespective of the fact that they know them or not. But I think that the best thing that you can do for yourself in your journey of self-acceptance is to surround yourself with the people who see you. Let go of those who make you feel small. Please let go of those people. You don't need too many people to tie yourself down with them in order for you to grow. Practice compassion, especially with yourself. That will be my last advice, number five, that you must practice compassion in the community with the people that you love, people that matter to you. It's a fantastic thing to do. I think nothing more or better than this, but this is the best thing that you can do to yourself. This is probably also the hardest one, you know. We're all on our own worst critics. We see the worst in ourselves. You stand in front of a mirror and you see yourself, you'd be like, I'm just not too good looking. I'm not enough. Oh, my forehead looks a certain way. My nose is a certain way. Oh, this dress doesn't look good on me. My makeup is all over the place. We are our own hardest critics. And I think that now is the time that we need to stop doing that and accept ourselves. If your nose looks a certain way, it's your nose and you've got to love it. So I think that we need to practice compassion. It needs to begin with you. The change that you're looking for yourself needs to come from you. I think also beyond the mirror comes the self-acceptance. You know, it's not when what you see in a mirror defines you in that way. And you know what's funny is we often think of self-acceptance as being about appearance. A lot of that is about appearance, but self-acceptance is more emotional. It's more mental. It's, I mean, obviously how we look does dictate a lot about us, does tell a lot about us, our eating habits, our lifestyles, our traumas. Our bodies do talk to us. Not everybody is overweight or looks a certain way because they eat a lot. It's also that they go through several conditions. Can be PCODs, can be, you know, pregnancy that was traumatic, or an accident where a person can no longer work out or do something. Our bodies do define a lot about us, but they don't stop us. They don't build barriers for us. It's only our minds that do so, that stops us from accepting ourselves. Maybe you didn't hit all the milestones that you set for yourself. Maybe your relationships look different than you imagined, but that doesn't mean that you have failed. That doesn't mean that when you're trying to achieve something and you can't achieve it, doesn't mean that you can keep trying. You can always try, because every day is a day that you're smarter and better. And every time you try, you're trying it in a much better and a wiser way. I think that I'm going to say again that self-acceptance, just like we discussed in my previous episode of beauty standards, it's not one size that fits everyone, or it's not a journey that everyone can share and be on, but you can find your support circle and you can build that. It's fluid. For one person, success might be big promotions. For another person, success might be being able to sit in a room where a person can have a cup of tea silently. So success is different, and it's not for everybody's success different from other people's. That is also one of the reasons why we often hear one man's trash is other man's treasure. So your self-acceptance begins from you and it ends with you. I think the best thing you can do to yourself is to own your story, stop comparing your journey and focus on yourself. You are a better version of who you are and who you can be. And you, unless you don't stop criticizing yourself, I think that the world around you will not change. Compassion is the key, so build that. I'm just going to wrap it up quickly for you before you delve into your own quiet reflections. You are a whole person. You are a person. You're a complete human being. Jobs come and go, titles come and go, money comes and goes, friends comes and goes. And I think the most painful part is that even parents leave you at some point in time. Everything you loved, you worked so hard for, you achieved it and you did not, you failed and you succeeded, will come and go. But the only thing that's going to stay with you forever is your own self. It's you. It's you as a whole person. So don't forget to take care of yourself. Stay curious. And don't forget to look at yourself in the mirror before you go to bed tonight and tell yourself, I accept you with all the wounds and all the beauty marks that you have. I love you. Let's get on our journeys. Thank you. And until we meet again.